Considering world events, I thought it might be interesting to take a look back at an interview I did about 20 years ago with Chuck Scott. Chuck had made several trips to the Middle East, but a new assignment in Tehran in 1979 impacted his life forever. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
Chuck Scott had been in Iran in the 1960s, becoming fluent in the language and customs of the country. He remained in the military, and over the next two decades would make several short trips to the country. After a stint at the Forces Command Headquarters in 1978, he received an order that would change his life.
They called and said, hey, you're fluent in Farsi. We need someone to head the military mission to Iran. And I said, I'm not going to go. I'll retire first. And they said, they won't let you. So that's how I wound up in Iran. I was only there 9 weeks when the embassy went down.
It was November 4th, 1979. Young Iranians took over the American embassy, but most of the U.S. staff believed it would be just an annoyance.
Once it happened, I remember the first couple of days thinking, oh, God, this thing could go on for 2 or 3 days, and that's just going to set us back in our work. Little did I know. And once Khomeini blessed it, which he did very early on, then we had to dig in for the long haul.
Over the next 444 days, American hostages would endure physical and mental torture, and on a few occasions, they may have believed they would be killed by their captors.
There were times I was sure I wasn't going to make it out alive. You know, when they put you in front of a firing squad, and we had four of those all together. We had the first one on the 4th of February, exactly 4 months after we were taken hostage. And after all I'd been through by that time with torture the first month and a lot of isolation, I thought by the time 4 February rolled around and we were pulled in front of a firing squad, okay, this is it. And the frustration there was, why? Why after 4 months are they suddenly going to shoot us?
We'll have more of Scott's story next time as we travel the countryside. In Jonesboro, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.